Now there are more than 400 private and public caves here in Wisconsin, and our next guest is a big fan of preserving them, exploring them, and helping other people explore them safely. Casey Fisk is chairman of the Wisconsin Speleological Society. The nonprofit organization is involved with cave mapping, research, tours, and more. Casey, thanks a lot for joining us today.
I'm glad to be aboard.
Can you give us a taste of the kind of caves we have here in Wisconsin?
Yeah, most of the caves in Wisconsin are typically crawling caves. We don't have the large caves like we do down in Tennessee or Kentucky. The reason being is because of the different types of limestone that we have here in the state.
And what is it about caves that captured your interest?
Well, today would be the coolness of the caves.
Much
better to be underground right now than it is up on the surface. But it's one of the last frontiers on the earth as far as exploration. I think that's the biggest draw that I have. I just never know what I'm going to find. Maybe the first person that's ever seen anything that's underground.
If someone is interested in checking out caves and doesn't know where to start, what would you recommend as their first bit of exploration?
Well, the first thing I would suggest people would do to actually go to one of our show caves in Wisconsin. There's currently 4 show caves in Wisconsin. Probably the best one to start with would be Ledgeview Nature Center in Chilton, Wisconsin. Reason being is because it's non-lit caves that you're going into, and you actually will be crawling through the caves, whereas some of the other caves are all walking in lit passages.
Now, what's the difference? I see these words, spelunking and caving. What's the difference between the two?
Spelunkers are what we would call as non-professional cavers, in the fact that they're inexperienced. Our thing that we always say about spelunkers is cavers actually have to go and rescue spelunkers. Spelunkers go into caves, maybe with just a flashlight. They don't have the proper equipment. They get lost. Their lights go out, and they have to be rescued. And it's usually cavers that actually have to go in and rescue the person.
So starting with those show caves would be the good step for spelunkers because, they're a little more attended there, it sounds like.
Correct. That's give you a feel of the underground. Actually, like I said, at Ledgewood Nature Center or at Maribel Case County Park, where we currently have most of our activities, to actually get in the cave and be crawling around in the dirt, see if you can enjoy it. So that would be where I would start.
And I know the Speleological Society is concerned, about doing this all safely, but also you're interested in preserving caves. What kind of things are important to know about?
Well, our organization has been doing a lot of restoration work in caves. There is, we'll go in and actually do excavation work in the cave to restore them. You had mentioned earlier in the startup that there's 400 caves in Wisconsin. That's only represents about 10% of the caves that are actually here. Reason we don't have a lot of caves is because the glaciers fill them all in. So we as an organization have been restoring caves by taking out the glacial sediment, and then that provides access for people to come into the caves.
Now, if people get a little more advanced and they want to check out caves on their own, I know a really big issue also is making sure you get permission and not just bopping onto private property. What do people need to know?
Correct. Well, that's one thing. If they contact us, we're not going to give out cave locations because most of the caves in Wisconsin are on private property, and we just don't want people trespassing, and that leads to vandalism in the caves. So what you should do is, get involved with Wisconsin Speleological Society, and then we would actually then probably allow you to go on some of our field trips where we go to different caves and you get, find out where the caves are at that point. But, we have to trust the people that go in. We just don't give out locations of caves.
I know there's a concern about bats and white nose syndrome. Mm-hmm. How do you and your colleagues at the society help make sure that we humans aren't spreading that?
Well, that's a misnomer. Humans really do not spread. I know some people might disagree with that, but bats are communal animals. They spread it themselves. They're always in the caves, they'll lick each other and stuff, and they spread it faster than we can. But for us as an organization, we stopped caving in the wintertime because that's when bats are hibernating in Wisconsin. So we don't do any caving at all in the wintertime if there's if there's bats in the cave. There's an exception if there's not bats in the cave, then we'll actually be working in the caves or caving.
And you mentioned various things going on this summer, good places to go. If people want to check out cave tours, what are some of the best opportunities for them over the next few months?
Yeah, we actually, as an organization, provide cave tours. And they're always the third Sunday every month, May through October. And we have our main cave that we've excavated out up by Cherney Marable Caves County Park. That's right off I-43 between Green Bay and Manitowoc, and we provide the tours there the third Sunday every month for free. We do kind of ask for a $5 donation per family, and you get a really nice caving patch, but that's a great place to go. This year we also have on July 16th was a Saturday. That's a public tour, and this year we're doing for the first time candlelight tours in the cave, which will be July 2nd and 3rd, and that's all up at Maribel.
Casey, thanks a lot for sharing that with us. That's Casey Fisk, chairman of the Wisconsin Speleological Society. We talked to him about his effort to explore and protect caves around Wisconsin.